And we're joined now on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA Careless. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. It is Knoxville High School principal, Tracy Wilkins. And why do we have the principal on during our AD interviews? Well, Ryan Paulson is on vacation, and deservedly so. He works hard at his job. Tracy, good of you to come on and kind of talk a little bit about Knoxville sports this past year.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks again for your coverage. And anytime I can step in for Ryan, it's a privilege. I've got big shoes to fill, but I'll do the best I can. So,
well, let's take kind of an overview of the sports season at Knoxville. I think a very good one. Three teams made the state tournament. I think six individuals made state tournaments. That's not too bad from a 3A school these days.
Actually, it was an outstanding year for athletics. Really some exciting things, some firsts. I mean, we had some historical things happen during the season, too. So I think that's all fantastic. It really shows all the hard work that the coaches and the kids are putting in are really starting to pay off. I mean, some of those state tournament teams, they took some lumps early on, and now look where they're at. So it was just a really, really positive experience and great for overall with everything for the kids in school and for the athletics.
You mentioned historical, a very big historical start at Knoxville, girls wrestling. We've had the girls share with Pella, but this was the first year they wrestled under the Knoxville banner, and a pretty good season that for the first year.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know that we could have went anywhere and picked a better coach to start it. I mean, I'm just so impressed with Coach Hatch and what he does. It was kind of a dream for him to start a program, so he got that opportunity. So just outstanding for that, and just some quality girls. I mean, girls that go in and work every day, but they have a good time, and some great leadership from Serenity, who's got some experience, and that showed too. So it was just a great start to start a program like that.
Yeah, she's made state tournament, in the past, but under the Knoxville banner, and she came pretty close to bringing home a state championship too.
Right. That was really awesome, because in the past we've always watched Serenity with a different color singlet on, and so it was really nice to see her in the Knoxville singlet. And then to her success, I mean, just unbelievable, and just so fun. And the kids really got behind them, and it was really good to see. So just a super, super start for the first season of a program.
Another historical thing, the football team played its first home game at Randy Wilson Track, the newly renovated stadium out there, and much anticipated. And I said, from my eyes, a very successful debut. Football didn't go as way we wanted, but I didn't see anything that popped out in my mind that said, something's wrong here.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that work really hard behind the scenes. Ryan specifically, I mean, that's the rule of thumb for an AD. If everything looks like it's going smoothly to everybody else, then it's a good night. And so really a super job with that. But what was really exciting is to see when you talk to the kids about the facility and being able to play out there, their eyes just light up, their face lights up. It's just a neat opportunity, and just really the school district did a great job. It's a fantastic facility. Really looking forward. We've got a couple of new additions to the facility with a new entryway, with a ticket booth and stuff like that for this year. So really it's really an exciting time. I would put our facilities up against about anybody right now. I mean, just a super job. The district, the school board have all done a great job making a commitment to providing our kids the best facilities that we possibly can. And our community has supported it. Our businesses have supported it. So a huge thanks to all those individuals, because our kids really do have premier facilities to play at right now in every sport. And so just a super, super thing to be proud of. And it's great to be part of Knoxville because of that. That's one of the underlying things that if you can provide the facilities, you hope they will come play with those. And I think that's a great point. Now you have a turf field, but our coaches work really hard to get our numbers up also. And so don't want to discount anything our coaches do, because they do really work hard to get those participation numbers up. Because that's critical for all of us as coaches, is really how well you can get your participation numbers up, and what do you do to build those? How do you make the program fun, enjoyable? And facilities is just one piece of that.
Fall sports, as we started through the school year, football has improved, volleyball stayed very competitive with some of the bigger schools on the schedule. cranking during the cross country season. To the school year athletic wise.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, really, we were very pleased with everything we're seeing. Like you said, a lot of normal there with the volleyball team performing the way they did. I think the football team really showed some improvement throughout the year also. And I think that's the key part, is you improve each and every time. What can you say about Isaac? I mean, Isaac just is a performer. I mean, he just gets out there, and when he runs, he just competes. I think it was his third consecutive time at state, finished his highest in 11th. And so just hats off to all those. And then just some great coaches that work with him also.
By about Christmas time, I think everybody was saying, this team's pretty good.
Yeah, I've talked to several people that hadn't been out to games before, knew it, heard out, and then actually went and watched. And their thing was just how much fun they were to watch play. I think what Coach Keady did in his first year is tremendous. How he was able to bring them together as a team, get them to play on both sides of the basketball. I think that's just a critical piece. And then they bought in. I mean, that team bought in. Every person on that team bought into what they did. And that's what you get as results when you get that type of buy-in. So just a great season. It was so exciting to be a fan, because that's what I got to be during that, is be a fan and watch it. It was just so fun to watch. And then to follow him up to the well was just a lot of fun. So my hat goes off to them. Just a great year. And some great seniors were saying goodbye to from that team.
Still, I think it's going to be a pretty good team coming back this year. Of course, wrestling. Reagan Roberts makes state as an individual wrestler, still young, but I think they're progressing to maybe some big things here in the next couple of years.
Yeah, I would guess this is probably Coach Spohr's youngest team he's had since he's been coaching overall. I think that's the key when you have a team that's young. It's about improvement every day. Are you getting a little better every day? And then what are you going to do with it? And I think they did a really good job with that kind of youth.
Spring sports, and we weren't real sure what we got. We knew boys golf would maybe a challenge for state. They did. They got there. And then got more individuals through the spring. And, boy, track and field was, especially the boys, was just a phenomenal season.
Yeah, absolutely. It was actually really enjoyable to watch the track. I see Coach Keller every day, and I'm always asking him before a meet, and he's always talking about how he's shuffling his lineup, who he's going to have this. And he's just got a magic touch when it comes to putting kids in the right places. But some just huge individual accomplishments, what Kobe was able to do. And then Yusuf, I mean, those are just some huge individual accomplishments. But to qualify, I think they qualified for 8 events at state track. I mean, that's awesome. Just a great, great accomplishment for those guys. And then Coach Mick just keeps doing it. I mean, I don't know how else you say. He was in coaching the program when it wasn't quite as strong. And he's got up to this point. And now year after year, Coach Mick's just got those boys playing soccer and getting after it. So it was nice to see them get rewarded. I was a little disappointed, to be honest with you, of the way the state did the state tournament. I think that just kind of diminished the qualifying for that first round a little bit, but I'm not the one that makes those decisions. So
sometimes you just got to go with sports. Baseball much improved, softball a little clunky start, but I think by the end of the season everybody's playing pretty good.
Yeah, I was really impressed with their growth throughout the season. I thought Coach Eden and Coach McWilliams did a fantastic job with them. Again, young team, if you look at it. I mean, very young, a team that you're looking to get better every day. Had some good, solid senior leaders on there with Hannah Duncan and the Cox twins. But I mean, you still are young, and you've got to get that growth each and every one. And I think you saw that. But the competition was really tough in softball this year, too. So, I mean, you can't discount that too much.
Again, talking to Tracy Wilkins, Knoxville High School principal on KNIA Careless. This is not going to be the last time you'll hear from Coach Wilkins on the Coach's Corner. Yes, I met Coach Wilkins. You are now the girls' basketball coach. What's that been like, kind of transitioning into that? You're still going to be the high school principal, but you're kind of taking on kind of an added role of head girls' basketball coach now.
Yeah, that's been interesting. I've really appreciated the support the school board and specifically Mrs. Pearson's given me for this opportunity. The big thing's gonna this summer was really it was really just finding time to provide opportunities for the kids to get in the gym. I think that's what summer's about. And so we did that a little bit. I think we had 8 to 10 open gyms. And then we just completed our camp for the younger kids, which was a really huge success. Enjoyed having those kids there and working with that. But again, I think we're in a situation where we're in a building process and how can we build our participation numbers and those types of things. So that's going to be our focus going into the year.
And, you know, you've been a coach in the past too, so you're not brand new to this, and you have been on the bench, you know, with the girls on occasion. So it's, you know, the girls that are coming back. So it's not brand new person we got to get to know. They see you every day.
Yeah, and I think that's a benefit too. They do know me. They kind of know where I stand. There's certain things that are kind of my thing, and they kind of know what that is. They know defensively exactly what I'm going to talk about. Because that's kind of been my focus as an assistant. But there'll be some different things. I think where the biggest difference I think they'll notice is just the way practices are set up. My practices are very intense. There's a lot of competition in practices. But I think that's fun for the girls too. So those are some things that looking forward to. But I'm just looking forward to getting in there and teaching the game. I love teaching the game of basketball. And looking forward to that opportunity.
Have you assembled your staff yet?
No, not really, actually. But I do have. Fortunately, I should say, congratulations to the Pedens. Coach Peden's going to step away to take care of a new child. So that's high five to him for that. But we'll have Coach Pepper back. And then his wife, Michaela, will be helping with the program. And then my son, Marcus, will help with the program, too. So those are kind of the coaches that we have in place right now.
I remember Marcus playing basketball back in the day. So obviously, familiarity, gets, someone started up a little bit better.
Yeah, it's kind of the neatest thing for me because when I was coaching before and he was 3-4 years old, he would sit behind the bench and he'd be drawing things on the board. I don't know if they were plays or not, but he was driving things on the board, but to have him sitting beside me on the sidelines and he really, because of his role he had on basketball teams, has really got a good mind for the sport, really can take a look at things and see things from a player's perspective, which I think is really good.
Thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we always appreciate your coverage.
That's Tracy Wilkins, Knoxville High School principal on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Course, interview powered by Hy-Vee on KNIA Care for Less.